It's a new day. It's a new chapter. It's a new era. It's a new mindset. What is that mindset? It's that of the Raider pride, the commitment to excellence, and making sure our alumni, our fan base, and Raider Nation are proud of what they see on the field. What does that look like? Tough, passionate, effort, energy, that enthusiasm that you see when we all watched our kids and these young men who are now pro athletes play when they're in Pop Warner, having that love for the game. We're on the same page. Champ and myself, our staff is connected. We had a great team meeting this morning. Everybody was steely-eyed and focused. We walked in with a smile on our face. The synergy, the energy in this building, and the personality of our players will reflect on who we are as Raiders.
Along with Marco Ukalovich and Ryan Leong, I am Lil Tuckerman. This is Bay Area Sports Wrap. Oh boy, it's hard not to get fired up just listening to that. That is the voice of Raiders interim head coach Antonio Pierce at his introductory press conference today, along with interim GM Champ Kelly, after the firing of Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels and his handpicked general manager Dave Ziegler. A lot to talk about, gentlemen, and what a past 24 hours it's been, huh? You got the Raiders getting it handed to them on Monday Night Football in Detroit, and the very next day, you have both Ziegler and McDaniels ousted thanks to owner Mark Davis deciding enough is enough. And Ryan, I'll start with you. This is something that we have talked about quite frequently off the air. We were wondering, does Mark Davis have the intestinal fortitude to actually fire Josh McDaniels? We doubted that because we know he's already paying John Gruden a lot of money to not work for him. And does Mark Davis really want to pay another head coach to not work for him? And this is the classic example of cutting your losses. The Josh McDaniels era has been an unmitigated disaster. And we'll go down the list of all of the lowlights, so to speak, of the Josh McDaniels era. But Ryan, what are your initial thoughts on Josh McDaniels being let go by the Raiders?
Raider fans are saying Christmas came early. Yeah, it came early for Josh McDaniels. He's owed $60 million. Okay. And Dave Ziegler, whatever he's owed, he's getting a payout as well. And John Gruden is still owed $40 million. Mark Davis has done a real disservice to the organization, and he's done terribly in being the successor to his late great father, Al Davis. But this was totally way overdue. I mean, the Raiders had to make this move. I mean, he was just such a terrible coach, and the organization just struggled so badly with no direction whatsoever, no passion. As you heard in Antonio Pierce's statement, I mean, this is a guy who like grew up a Raider fan when the Raiders were in LA. He just has so much heart and desire. And the Raiders, let's be honest, this has been a laughingstock of a franchise for the better part of 20 years. They've only had two double-digit win seasons since 2002. I mean, it's just goes to show you that this organization is grasping at straws for anything to get back to any kind of respectability, let alone commitment to excellence and all the other things you want to say about the Raiders organization and all the storied quotes and, you know, the great history of the Raiders. But it really hasn't been anything good for the silver and black since the 2002 season.
Ryan, I know you got to run because you're covering the Warriors and Kings at Chase Center tonight for Bay Area Sports Wrap. Before we let you run, you have to wonder, with Mark Davis and the timing of this decision, he has to be looking at this team and saying, we're better than this. I think this team has a higher ceiling than what we've seen through 8 games with a 3-5 record. What do you think the Raiders' ceiling is in these last 9 games? And I just don't think you can rule out the possibility of them playing well under new head coach Antonio Pierce.
No, of course not. I mean, you'd like to see, I don't know, we'll say 8 wins if possible. I mean, if they could do that, anywhere between 7 to 9 wins, if that's possible. Right now, what, 3-5, right? So if they can try to get to anywhere between 7, 8, and 9 wins, that would be great. I mean, we forgot to mention, in the addition of the new coach and general manager. The Raiders, of course, fired their offensive coordinator and they benched Jimmy Garoppolo. So you're going to see Aiden O'Connell as your quarterback moving forward. And as you heard in the audio there too, you know, that's one of Coach Pierce's first moves is that he decided to bench Jimmy G and go with AOC. So I'm really curious to see how that's going to change the dynamic, but it goes to show you that Raider Nation was not only dissatisfied with the coach and the general manager, they didn't like Jimmy G either. They just didn't like the way he played quarterback. He did the same things with the 49ers, but the 49ers were such a deeper team with a much a stronger offensive line. They could afford to sort of, you know, get by with Jimmy G's mistakes and his, you know, his inconsistencies, if you will. And so I just hope that AOC can really, you know, get this Raider team going, because, you know, you can't expect the Raiders to go on a 4 or 5 game win streak. But again, it'll be nice to see if they can try to get their record intact.
And speaking of that first big move by Antonio Pierce, naming Aiden O'Connell his starting quarterback, here's what he had to say about that at his press conference today.
I'm not promising, you know, we're going to, you know, redo the record books, but I am promising you this. We're going to have fun doing it. And I know when you start having fun and you guys start believing one another and they start really engaging in each other and believing in what the coaches are telling them and understand it's in their best interest and we are in this together, when you put the we aspect and us and team into it, it changes all that from the eyes.
What are your thoughts on the quarterback position going forward?
It'll be Aiden going forward.
Why Aiden?
We just feel like this is his best chance.
What was the reaction like in the locker room when you made that announcement?
Very supportive.
Yeah. The guys are rallying behind him. They're excited to watch him, you know, get his opportunity. Like, I was there as AP was speaking to the team, and, you know, he had their eyes. There was an energy that was, you know, tangible in the room. There was a true excitement, and guys are geared up to prepare for this weekend.
Marco, you and I have talked at length about the many lowlights of the Josh McDaniels era as Raiders head coach. Just to give some painful reminders and rattle off some for you. The first 8 games of last season, the Raiders blew 3 separate 3-score leads. In that awful shutout loss to the Saints last year, they failed to cross midfield until the fourth quarter. Remember, they lost to Jeff Saturday, who hadn't coached past the high school level when they played him against the Colts last year. Remember when they lost to Baker Mayfield when he didn't even know the entire Rams playbook? They had signed him, I think it was 5 days before that game, something like that. Of course, running Derek Carr out of town and replacing him with Jimmy Garoppolo. This season, they kicked a field goal down 8 points to the Steelers with 2 minutes left. We were all scratching our heads about that. Of course, the embarrassment of losing to a Division II quarterback a couple weeks ago in Bears rookie Tyson Bagent. And in that game, they started Brian Hoyer, who did not give the Raiders a chance to win. They should have went with O'Connell. And, of course, where do we sit right now? The Raiders' 31st ranked offense. This all from a guy who is supposedly an offensive guru, and that really sums up the Josh McDaniels era, Marco. What stands out to you most when you look at all of the failings of Josh McDaniels during his time coaching the Raiders?
Well, look, you know, he was a package deal along with Dave Ziegler, and what they tried to do was incorporate the Patriot way for the Las Vegas Raiders. And, you know, look, you can't have one style of philosophy, and which really that was all Bill Belichick, right? You can't try to duplicate that somewhere else. And that's what both men tried to do. They tried to bring in all these old Patriot players, including Jacoby Myers, and you had Josh McDaniels trying to act like Bill Belichick, but without winning anything. And he never had the respect of the players, and he definitely, you know, has lost it this season. So I think this was only a matter of time before, you know, Mark Davis had to pull the plug. And, you know, he was hearing it big time from the fans, really, ever since the season started when they started losing. And look, this was a big monumental failure that, you know, Ryan mentioned earlier. And I just look at it that, you know, Mark Davis is just not a smart person when it comes to running a football organization, and he really should sell the team. And you know, even if that means keeping them in Vegas, that's fine. Just get someone who's competent and, you know, can hire someone who's a good general manager who's got to then in turn hire a good coach, because we haven't had it really for since 2017. You know, first there was Gruden, and now the McDaniel-Ziegler experiment, and both have failed.
Hey, Marco, how do you spell Del Rio?
Exactly, right?
Yep, he was the best guy. I tell you, Jack Del Rio did a great job, and I really miss the guy. He was a good coach for the Raiders.
Yeah, the group Raiders fan, and I got that team to the playoffs in 2016. And, you know, you could even just say they should have just kept Rich Bisaccia, who had the respect of everyone in that locker room that Josh McDaniels was never able to attain.
No, exactly. I mean, it's just, again, I just think the Raider fans have fallen so far by their standards when they said Christmas came early. And like I said, it came early for the guys that Mark Davis owes a ton of money to. He owes $100 million just to Gruden and McDaniels alone. That's so embarrassing.
It is. Again, you know, you have a guy who doesn't know a football from a meatball, and, you know, he tries to act all with all this swagger, you know, because he's a Raiders owner. But the only titles this guy is ever going to win is with the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA. And that's it. He's never going to win one as the owner of the Oakland, or excuse me, the Las Vegas Raiders.
No question. No question at all. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'm just hoping that this is the first step in what will at least be the start of a turnaround for the Raiders.
I hope so. Let's hope that Antonio Pierce, you know, rights the ship here, even if it's just for this season alone, because don't be surprised. And then you're going to hear me say this first, that Harry Dunn, Mark Davis, is going to go after Jim Harbaugh and try to pry him away from the Michigan Wolverines because he just loves high profile coaches. And I just see that, him trying to do that. Now, whether it happens or not, we'll see. Just because of the mess that Harbaugh's got himself into over at Michigan, and how the NFL said they were going to punish him if he tries to come back and leave there. So that's another drama waiting to happen if it still happens. But yeah, let's hope that Antonio Pierce and this coaching staff, rise the ship at least for this season. And that'd be nice if they could get to 7-8 wins. I still don't see it, but it'd be nice if that were to happen.
Well, one thing's for sure, gentlemen, if Antonio Pierce keeps his promise, these last 9 games, if nothing else, they should be fun to watch, and we should see a Raiders team that is playing with a different level of energy and passion that they were under Josh McDaniels. Along with Marco Ukalovich and Ryan Leong, I am Lowell Tuckerman. You've been listening to Bay Area Sports Wrap.